You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Molly and Haw talk Cubs baseball and Chicago sports every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 on 670 The Score in the Odyssey app. Shouldn't that say Spiegel and Holmes on there?
Someday we'll get that big morning show promotion. Coom, right now it's all them.
Afternoon show's pretty popular too.
Afternoons on The Score.
First to start off with it is what everybody would love to ask about is this whole storm that happened. It wasn't something that, you know, we wanted to happen at this point. You know, we're focused on the present. We're focused on now. We're focused on, you know, trying to get this ship moving in the right direction. And I think so far that's what we've been doing. But for this to come out, it's been a distraction. So coming up here and talking about it and addressing it is important today. And so that's what we're here to do.
That was Caleb Williams a few weeks ago talking about Seth Wickersham's book, American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. This is Spiegel and Holmes show, by the way. Oh, and we're giving stuff away. As a matter of fact, we're giving a lot away. We have partnered up with the folks over at Riot Fest. And if you do you want to give it away now, Tanny, or you want to make them wait?
Let's just do it now, yeah.
All right, let's do that. We've got five, as Booker T would say, five pairs of tickets to give away. So be caller 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 to the contest line, 312-540-0670 right damn now.
And, yep.
And you're going to go to Riot Fest.
On Saturday, 9:20. And the Saturday lineup is Weezer and Jack White and Dropkick Murphys.
Ooh.
And the Beach Boys, which has a hilarious backstory.
Stamos is going to be there, right?
Stamos is going to finally be there. They've been trying to get Stamos there forever, and he's actually going to be there, and there's a lot of backstory to that, too.
And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there on that Saturday as well. Riot Fest is a gas, man. Can't wait.
Speaks is just going to be outside singing the anthem.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're here for some rock and roll, but...
The anthem stage? It's just you the entire time?
No, it's me and Mesmer and Cornelison. All three of us will be there, just hanging out. Whose version do you want? What can we do for you?
Where's the flag? It's still there. Still right over there.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I'm just going to be using the word or a lot, you know? Or.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
So I read the book, Speaks.
You read the Wickersham book.
I got an early copy of it. I think it come out the day before, the day of the Bears game? I think it officially comes out the day of the Bears-Vikings game.
How'd you get an advanced copy? They send you one, Mr. Media Guy?
Well, we had Seth on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, you were out, though.
I think I was out.
Yeah, so he sent me and Layla copies.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Speaks, you're on the outside looking in, and a lot of things being sent to the station.
I'm
here.
Sorry, I'm just going to take Layla's copy home. That's
I think she's reading it on the plane as we speak.
Wow.
So, because we have a little book club that's going on. We've been talking about it. There's a particular page that she's going to hate. in this book because we find out what Nick Saban's nickname is. It's Daddy. And they, people in football, when he shows up to stuff, when he showed up to look at Arch Manning, people say, Daddy's coming.
Oh, boy.
She's going to hate that. So anyway, but yeah, I went through the book and it's...
Daddy needs a sleep.
Yeah, yeah, she is going to hate it.
Layla, go ahead, call me Daddy.
Yep, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's a bad thing.
What did you learn? I mean, I know there's a lot about the quarterback position. He talks a lot about John Elway.
A ton. There's a lot of Warren Moon backstory, which I'm grateful for because his story doesn't get told a lot.
Yeah.
It's just like the finished product Warren Moon and not all the things that led up to him being Warren Moon.
CFL legend Warren Moon before he had a NFL Hall of Fame career.
And seeing like what he went through to just be a high school starter. Like Seth does it's a lot of narrative storytelling. And so at first I was confused because I do like a lot of X and O-E type stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then once I settled into that, being it, and he kind of goes forwards and backwards with the storytelling inside of it. I was like, okay, great. Now I kind of got the rhythm of this and I can work through it. But there's some stuff in here that when you add it to what Ben Johnson was saying to Kay Adams about coaching Caleb Harder, something in the book struck me when I heard this morning.
Caleb says you're hard on him, his words. How would you describe that? How hard are you on him?
I think that's the natural course of coaching. You know, you got to tell guys when it's good. You got to tell them when it's bad. And you know, we've had a healthy back and forth. And he's learning. He's grown. He's a young player. But you know, I think when you're young, you want to be coached hard because that's going to pull out the best in you. And he's been that way. That's been his approach. He's been very receptive, very coachable. And we see him getting better every day.
All right, well, good. I want to think of Caleb as receptive and coachable and desirous of a really good, firm, hard coaching. Does that dovetail with stuff that you read?
Yeah, it really does, Speaks, because there's a couple of pages in here where it's talking about, remember last week when Mike McDaniel was talking about the QB collective? Well, there's a lot of stuff in here about the QB collective and kind of what went on there. And I'll just give you a couple of graphs of it. By the way, along with looking at Aaron Rodgers' tape, find out that Caleb was also looking at Mahomes, obviously, Russell Wilson and Doug Flutie tape growing up. Because he's not that big.
That's interesting.
Right?
And so, Flutie made crazy amounts of plays and saw his way over linemen, et cetera.
And I thought that you might find this part interesting, too.
Okay.
And it's something to keep in the back of your mind for the rest of the season. At the quarterback collective camp in Southern California, Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur watched Williams throw, turned to Will Hewlett, who was a camp counselor, and asked, who the bleep is that? Hewlett had worked with Williams for a few years. He thought Williams was better than Bryce Young, who was a peer of the quarterback circuit and an eventual first overall draft pick. Williams cared in a way that Hewlett knew was rare. He would text Hewlett self-film videos of his practice throws, sometimes 70 at a time. After the QB collective, Carl Williams and Caleb sat in silence as they drove to the airport. Caleb blurted out, quote, I need more. More what? I need more of that. Close quote. More of what QB Collective offered, more learning about Mike Shanahan's offense, which by then half the league was running, more instruction of how to read NFL defenses, more NFL stuff. It clarified to Caleb what mattered most. He deleted 5-star from his social media bios. When people found him, they'd know. More than 80 college coaches visited Caleb at school. His grades suffered. Carl was livid that coaches who arrived in jets couldn't read a class schedule. He instituted a rule, catch Caleb during lunch or not at all. I shut that bleep down, he says. So here you have a young man who got a little taste of the highest level of coaching.
And wanted more.
And was like, I want more. And so when I think about then adding him with Ben Johnson, I go, good. Like now you can say, here's someone who can provide more for you.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. And it fits with like little glimpses we've gotten, whether it was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast or other times when you could see that Caleb was excited to get somebody this good and this smart. and to follow their lead. And so far, so good in terms of what we saw on the field in his one game there, executing what he was told to execute by the head coach. Going to be a bumpy process, but I like knowing that the student is receptive as he is.
It's really interesting, too, to go back to like some of the pre-draft stuff, because Caleb softened on like his stance of I don't want to go there. Carl did not. He was dead set against Caleb coming here.
Yeah, Carl was the guy who was trying to think about ways that they could get out of coming here.
And he went to great lengths, and it's described in the book of all the lengths that he went to make sure that Caleb didn't end up here. So this part, there's two parts that I think that you find interesting inside of here. There's the paragraph starts with a quote from Ryan Poles. We're drafting you no matter what. That's what he said to Caleb. That didn't go over well with Carl, but by now, late March 2024, the Bears were both working hard to make Williams comfortable and drawing a non-negotiable line in the sand. The night before his pro day in Los Angeles, Caleb met Poles, Eberflus, newly hired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, more on him in a minute, and few others in a private dining room at the Bird Streets Club in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. We had some fun with that. The Bird Streets Club, baby. Oh, yeah. That's the spot, and it's fancy and schmancy, and ooh, what am I doing here? I don't know. I don't know why I'm here. All right.
The Bears invited some of Williams' USC teammates to see how Caleb interacted with them. It was a fun night, further solidifying Williams as their pick. Poles loved how Williams didn't take out his cell phone the entire evening, which Caleb had learned from Carl, but it left Williams unsure. Quote, do I want to go there? Williams told his confidants. I don't think I can do it with Waldron.
Man.
Close quote.
That, and we heard that as a snippet, but the fact that it comes after the Bird Street gathering. I mean, think about it. Think about how hungry he is for knowledge. And that's the point of those stories by Wickersham to put those together. And I'm glad you're bringing them to us in the book report. Because he's desperate to learn from the best. And instead, he gets Shane Waldron. That's what he gets. He gets Shane Waldron. And Ryan Poles just gives him that dude and a defensive-minded head coach and says, good luck, kid. Figure it out. What a damn shame.
Carl had made it known to the Bears through third parties that he hated the hiring of Waldron, a Phillips Academy graduate who had briefly served as tight ends coach for both the Patriots during their dynastic reign and for the Los Angeles Rams.
Former long snapper.
Waldron had a good reputation around the league, but Carl wanted the Bears to hire someone who was the brains behind the league's most dynamic offenses, not someone who learned how to carry over a playbook. Caleb was wary, too. He asked those close to him, what do you think about the Bears? What do you think? Not what does my dad think? Bad organizations are usually bad for a reason, most replied. So again, this is another, I think it's another good check mark for Ryan Poles hiring Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
This isn't someone bringing someone else's offense.
Yeah.
This is, I'm bringing my offense to teach you.
But they wasted a freaking year.
They did.
And they let Eberflus hire Waldron because Trace Armstrong told him to.
These are the mistakes.
Oh, just horrendous.
All right, a little sidebar real quick, like fun sidebar.
Yeah, because I'm excited, but I'm angry at the same time. I'm retroactively angry and excited about the future.
I thought that the show would enjoy this, okay? Page 313, there is discussion about evaluating quarterbacks. And there are two back-to-back paragraphs where JT O'Sullivan is quoted and then Kurt Warner.
Both have been on the show and both probably will be on the show.
It just made me laugh.
Fall.
Like, as I'm reading the page, I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
These are all things that have been discussed on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Well, yeah, because
pure progression,
Kurt gave us pure progression versus Read the Man, and then we went to JT to get some clarity and some pushback, and we had a really good push and pull with them. It's fun to get two voices who really know what they're talking about that stuff.
Did we know that Caleb had dinner with Denzel
Washington?
Yeah, did we know that, or was that new ground? Because that's in the book.
Denzel, not a fan of television sports opinionaires.
He's not.
Woo! Did you catch that stuff,
Larry? I did. Even though he was sitting there with the guy who does the thing.
And Denzel was being performative with his opinion right there. But it was very entertaining. It's a damn shame he talks about Nick Wright like that.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, and a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't, period.
I'm 37 years old, well-educated.
I didn't say that.
Well, Denzel raised an NFL player, right?
Yeah, he did.
So, you know.
Yeah.
He is open to the opinion.
Did you add that Jaws music to any? Was that yours?
No.
Interesting choice. Not talking about day tripping. Pleasure boating.
All right, one more fun thing for you.
Please do. Okay? This is Lawrence Holmes giving us excerpts from the helping, friendly, very readable Wickersham book.
Caleb Williams didn't party at frat houses. He lived in a high rise with views of downtown.
Yeah, man.
Carl ordered condoms in bulk, knowing that the only things that could derail Caleb's career were a bad injury or a bad relationship. Quote, if something's going to happen, he told his son, I'd rather you be protected and safe.
Here you go, son. We're talking bulk. I mean,
in bulk.
I mean,
he's the quarterback at USC.
Yeah, living in his own high rise.
And having lived on his own since he was, 14 years old?
Here's a pallet. Here's a pallet full.
Here's everything you need.
You know what? He was talking about pleasure boating. He was, as a matter of fact. He was talking about day tripping. Talking about sleeping for a living. Here's a pallet full of condoms, kid. Good luck.
All right. Would you like to know? I'll give you a little bit of choose your adventure, and you can tell me.
I love choose my own adventure.
Would you like to know all of the things that were put in place to help Caleb succeed?
By Carl?
Yeah, by Carl and the family.
Okay.
Would you like to know about Caleb's bubble of support? Mm. Would you like to know about Caleb as a crier?
No, I don't need the crier. Is there anything more about the condoms?
That was only one paragraph about the condoms.
I'm not the only one.
I like the concept of Caleb as town crier, the Hallis Hall town crier.
Hear ye.
My offensive coordinator sucks.
I wish he'd said it.
I hate him.
He basically said it with body language. How about the all the things
One more thing.
Oh, one more.
I'll throw one more.
Okay.
KOC's, Kevin O'Connell's, philosophy on quarterbacking and why it kind of struck a chord with Caleb.
Save that for opening night.
Save that for Vikings.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
I love that you read this stuff and brought it all to us. This is awesome. How about the things that were put in place?
Okay.
I'm curious about the things that were put in place, and maybe some of those are condoms in bulk.
Right.
Hold his cross in my
and
finger.
This is, if you're just joining us, I'm reading from American Kings, the Seth Wickersham book, which I would recommend.
Yeah.
It really does read like Dance Moms a little bit. Like, that's kind of what we've got going on here. It's a lot of relationship between quarterbacks and their dads and what that is like and how those people end up driving their sons to play the position. It reads, Caleb arrived for regular morning workouts at 5:30 a.m. He threw tennis balls for accuracy, pulled the resistance bands, and worked on rotational drills. Thomas and McCain coached him in youth ball and ran a passing offense. When he was effective, they encouraged him. When he was careless, they benched him. Quote, we didn't just teach him how to play quarterback, but how to be a quarterback, Thomas says. At home, Carl set the thermostat in Caleb's room to 68 degrees, which he had read was optimal temperature for proper rest.
Amazing.
Caleb's diet consisted of clean foods. He swam for all-around strength and attended hot yoga for all-around flexibility. At one point, Caleb's mother, Dana, signed him up for dance class to increase foot speed. Carl tried not to pressure his son, but to empower him by taking him at his word. Once Caleb didn't want to get out of bed and go to the gym expecting Carl to pull the blankets off as a rallying cry. Carl didn't. Quote, cool, I'm going back to bed, he said instead. Caleb popped up. His competitive fires were lit. So here's the thing. Going into this book, seeing some of the pull quotes from it, I found myself being like, oh, man, Carl Williams seems like he's a problem.
The more I read of the book, the more I feel like he is in the same category as Richard Williams. He is in the same category as Earl Woods. He is in the same category as Archie Manning. And that the parallels could be drawn a little bit more. If I have one criticism of Seth's book, I don't think that he does a good enough job connecting Carl to the rest of the quarterback dads. And that should be done. It makes it seem like Carl is like a kind of a loose cannon.
Well,
and he's not.
Well, some of those references you made like were thought of as loose cannons along the way.
Anything I did that on purpose.
Yeah, history says that perhaps they were not, but you know, maybe Seth at time of writing is not ready to weigh in and say that Carl is not, because there's more that could be done here. There's more that could be done that could get his son in trouble, frankly. I mean, he tweeted pictures of Rome Odunze wide, you know, or it was a scheme. It was Rome not being open because nobody was open.
By the way, Rome's got his hair unbraided and it looks phenomenal. As someone who used to have a lot of hair, man, I'm jealous.
We got Jason Leisure coming up to talk about the Bears news of the day. Tyson Bagent's extension, Terrell Smith, the corner, who is out for the year. And you'll hear all sorts of sound from our guy Mark Grody at the top of the hour in his Bears hit as well on The Score.
Two words. We will get to some more football with Jason Leisure next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, Schlotzky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know if I write something really critical, I'm back in there next day and I will see that person face to face. So I better write responsibly. That doesn't mean pull punches.
No.
But that means what you write needs to be well supported, and it shouldn't be something that you'd have a problem saying to that person's face.
Jason Leisure.
And talk about with your defense. What kind of disposition are you seeing from the defense? Not just tonight, but throughout camp.
What Dennis has been preaching to those guys from day one, it's not what we call, it's how we play. And I think those guys have really, really bought into that mantra. There's an aggression with which we want to play, not just schematically, but I talk about it all the time. These corners are going to come up. They're going to press. They're going to be willing tacklers in space. Our linebackers are smart players that are communicating. They have good eye discipline. And then up front, these guys are striking blocks in the run game, and they're getting after the passer in the pass game. So when you see it all come together, the fundamentals, the technique, and then really the aggression is the word I like to use to describe it. It's a good thing.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's talk with Jason Leisure about what's going on with the Bears. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, thank you very much for joining us. What's it been like up there over the last couple of days, considering that the Bears had moderate success with what they were doing offensively on Sunday?
I think that there has been a little bit of exhaling because, as you guys know, it's been a very up and down camp for Caleb Williams and the offense. And while they have maintained confidence throughout, everybody else needed to see some proof of concept here. And obviously they didn't run anything interesting in a preseason game, and they're not going to. They're going to save all of that for the games that matter. But it was just good to see everything run well, even against backups. I mean, you can put all these stipulations on it, and you'd be right, but they can only do what's in front of them at this time. They can't make the playoffs today. They can play in a preseason game Sunday against the Bills backups. They can play in a preseason game this coming Friday against the Chiefs starters, and you can grade that as you go. I think that it has been a good upswing at the right time in camp overall for Caleb Williams. If you like what you saw Sunday in the game against the Bills, 2 days before that, he looked pretty sharp against the Bills in joint practice too, and that was against their starters.
Jason, it has felt like we've now, as a media, kind of survived watching the onboarding of everything. And now it is going to be more dialed in with these are the things to try and get really good at. Is that perception right? Or is there more onboarding that's still kind of ongoing with Ben teaching Caleb the totality of the offense and what he wants him to learn?
I think that the onboarding is basically complete, like you're saying, Matt. I think as far as giving Caleb Williams and the rest of the starting offense an overview of what they're going to do. But Ben Johnson made an interesting comment last week saying that he had, in advance of the joint practice against the Bills, he pulled up his game plan from playing the Bills as Lions offensive coordinator late last season. And he said he's looking through these plays and he's like, this, our team right now, the Bears, is not ready to run all of these plays. We're not at that stage yet. And then he compared that to game plans that he had in his first year as Lions offensive coordinator and was pretty amazed, I think, by how much progress that team had made over 3 years. From what they were doing year one to what they were doing year three, looked a lot better. So it's going to be like that. And Caleb and Ben both talk about this in terms of multi-year project. I think if you want to shrink it down and look just at this season, the basic onboarding is done, and now you're going to get more of a streamlined game plan for specific opponents.
That cut that you talked about, we talked about last week, it jumped out to both of us the same way on the Friday of him talking about the plays. So is that self-awareness from Ben that will mean a simplified approach in the early weeks here, perhaps, for what he asks his quarterback to do?
Simplified by Ben Johnson standards.
Yes.
I think even a simplified Ben Johnson offense is going to impress you more than a Shane Waldron offense.
There's no doubt about that. You've covered football for a long time in a couple of different places.
How remarkable is the Tyson Bagent story?
It is incredible. I mean, it just doesn't happen, really. There are guys that will make it as undrafted players and really establish themselves and get onto the second contract. It's just not usually happening at quarterback and from Division II. And he made, I'm sure you guys have talked a lot about the contract extension today. He made a comment that I thought was so smart and about this decision. And it was to the effect of, he has a better chance in the long run in his career to stay with the Bears as a backup and work with Ben Johnson than he does to go and try to get a starting job somewhere else next season, because he would have been a restricted free agent. He could have tested the market. But I think that so many guys will jump at the chance to either get the money or be the starter. And I get it. I totally get why they would. But I think the longer term play is to be somewhere where they are going to teach you well. Like Justin Fields, for example, this year going to the Jets. I just am not sure how well that's going to work out. And man, I mean, 2 years, $40 million, I think I would have said yes to if I was Justin Fields. But don't you think Justin Fields, for the long run for his career, would have been better off going and being the backup in somewhere like Minnesota or the Rams?
Yes.
Somewhere where he was going to be well taught.
100%. Like, I thought about the Rams for Tyson Bagent too, because Stafford's back is clearly bothering him. And I don't know what they want to do on the season, if they want to punt and put themselves in the Arch Manning sweepstakes, or I don't even know if they have enough draft picks to do that, considering that they gave them all away to win a Super Bowl, which most people would be okay with. But I kept thinking about that. And with Bagent, I loved what he was saying about kind of where he's come from. And the idea of, man, we were broke. You know, my dad didn't say my dad didn't have running water until he was in high school or something like that.
Yeah, and Tyson Bagent was still living at home until I think this year. And now he was making NFL money. He was making like $1 million a year. He's doing okay. $10 million over 2 years is a complete game changer, obviously, for him and for his family. He is such a And this is the best compliment I think I can give a pro athlete or any kind of famous person. He is such a normal person. His reaction to getting $10 million, I think, is the same that yours or mine would be.
it's amazing. And, you know, undrafted quarterbacks, you know, you think of Kurt Warner, but that's kind of an epic story. But like John Kitna carved out a long career and life for himself. Jake Delhomme, Dave Craig. Like there's been some dudes. Very occasionally it can happen. I could see, especially with the mindset you're talking about, Jason, of accepting the backup role for a great coach and just learning. He could have a long-ass NFL career as a smart and trusted backup, and then those guys turn into coaches in the league if you want. You can set yourself up for an entire life if you play your cards right.
I think Tyson Bagent has starter potential somewhere at some point. I think his chances of being a starter and being good and having some longevity there as a starter is in all of that increases by sticking around and being well coached rather than jumping at the nearest opportunity to be the quarterback for the Browns or whoever.
Speaks, we love to talk about how old we are.
Yeah.
We're so old that John Kitna's son, Jalen Kitna, is finishing his college career now at quarterback at UAB.
Amazing. Amazing. So, you know,
my age catches up with me when I talk to the players and coaches, and you start to get now coaches and GMs who are younger than me. Like Ben Johnson is a couple years younger than me. This is kind of the first this is happening for me with coaches and executives. I think Ryan Poles is about my age, give or take. And I was talking yesterday. I had an interview with Kevin Byard, who is, quote unquote, the old guy, one of the old guys on the Bears roster.
He's 32.
He's 32 years old. He's nine years younger than me. And I was asking him about, you know, being 32, which is football old, and playing in a secondary where it's all guys in their mid-20s. And he was like, oh man, now you're making me feel old. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are a kid compared to me.
Yeah, you've got no idea. Kevin Byard talking about Ben Johnson and the culture reset that he's doing and comparing him to Mike Vrabel doing the culture reset. The fact that he brought that up to you guys was very compelling. What did you get out of your Kevin Byard conversation that you liked?
Yesterday, I think what I got from it was, well, A, Kevin Byard is super interesting. We don't talk enough about Kevin Byard, and he's had such a good camp. He has been all over the place. He has never missed a game due to injury, and he had never missed a practice due to injury until last year when he got back spasms and couldn't get off the floor in the weight room because they were so intense. And I told him that's an old man injury because I would know. But in addition to that, when he's talking about the culture of the Bears, he's sitting there looking at last year and saying, and Kevin Byard, by the way, has almost always been on decent teams or better. A lot of 9-7s, but even some better ones. I mean, the Bears would kill for 9-7 right now, 9-8. And he said that they had such high expectations and it was such a grueling, frustrating thing to go through, losing 10 in a row. And everyone's looking at each other like, why is this happening? Why can't we figure this out? This team is too good. There's too many good players here for this to keep happening. And he said, and this is a guy going into his 10th year in the league, that he would know. He said, sometimes a 12-5 roster goes 5-12. And it's all about the little things. And when he talked about the upcoming season, Matt, and the high expectations they have now, because it feels very similar to last year, where everybody thought last year was going to go great. Right now, everybody thinks this year is going to go great. He said there's 15 or 20 other teams that also think it's going to go great for them. And it's really going to come down to, for us, for the Bears, he said, whether or not we learned the lessons from last year. And that means, really, more than anything, attention to detail and accountability and practice for getting things wrong.
Terrell Smith out for the year. Feel terrible for that kid who has been a really, really hard worker and had a shot to get some real good playing time this year.
He's been in the mix for a starting job ever since they drafted him in the 5th round out of Minnesota a couple of years ago. That same draft class where they drafted Tyreek Stevenson in the 2nd round and Terrell Smith in the 5th. Terrell Smith was right there stride for stride with Stevenson that training camp. And he has been competing with him for that starting job last year and this year. That competition this year for the number 2 corner on the outside opposite Jalen Johnson was Tyreek Stevenson, Terrell Smith, and Nashawn Wright, who is a newcomer. I don't think there's a better example of something the Bears have fixed, that the Ryan Poles administration has fixed, than corner. I mean, that last year of Pace running the team, they had Jalen Johnson as a rookie or second-year player. Yeah, second-year player. And everything else was practice squad players, basically, at corner. Now they go into, they had last year and they have again this year, 6 starting level corners. Terrell Smith, if it hadn't worked out here, would have been a starter, and probably, I'm assuming he's going to recover from this and resume playing the way he has been, he'll be a starter somewhere else. Every coach I've ever talked to in the NFL, they always say, man, you can't have enough corners. We can never find enough corners. And I've covered all these teams where they're just constantly signing guys from other teams' practice squads, just trying to find an answer. The Bears, actually, last year and this year, probably do have enough depth to where Josh Blackwell, Terrell Smith, now Nashawn Wright are all starting caliber players. And right now, you don't expect to need that because Kyler Gordon was back at practice today. Jalen Johnson is expected to be ready for the opener. But you never know, man. It's a long season, and there could hit a point where they're really missing Terrell Smith.
Jason, as always, we appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
It's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He's nice enough to hang out with us. When we come back, the chase for disgrace is what we have in here?
The chase for disgrace.
All right, we'll talk about that. And we're going to give you an opportunity to come and see our show live. Don't go anywhere. We'll explain next on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Four.
It's time for the Chase for Disgrace.
I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people.
What a disgrace.
It's a f***ing disgrace.
That is an absolute disgrace.
Chronicling the 2025 Colorado Rockies chase to become the worst major league team of all time.
It's 23-0.
That's the third Rockies error, and everybody in attendance is either clapping or booing right now.
Even if they finish with 45 wins, they're not going to get the first overall pick. So they even fail wrong.
Can they break the record for futility currently held by the 2024 Chicago White Sox?
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness! The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
A chase for disgrace with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Well, tough news for White Sox fans. We're hoping the Rockies would chase them down, would chase that disgrace down and have it for themselves. Lawrence, the Rockies have been 14-16 since July 13th. That's way too good. Two games under 500 is playing way too well. They are now 36-90. They're on pace to go 46-116, which would put them five losses short of the White Sox all-time record of 121 set last year.
And they're doing this despite a negative 333 run differential, which is insane.
They have a guy named Warming Bernabell. He won Player of the Week a couple weeks back. My only regret is that he's not a reliever. So you could say Warming.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Warming is Warming. But I did have him briefly on my fantasy team. Meanwhile, the White Sox are 45-81. They're on pace to go 57-105, which would be a 16-game improvement from last year's ignominy.
Does that mean that I should jump back on the bandwagon?
Brooks Boyer said you got a foot on there. Said you got a foot right there.
I don't think anything describes me better than your description of me being a White Sox fan culturally. That is perfect.
Yes, you are culturally a White Sox fan, sir.
I represent in Kansas City.
Yeah,
for the first time in a long time.
But you'll be.
I wore a White Sox cap.
The test will be if they're good, if and when they are good. That will be the test.
Yeah, well, and then got a long way to go before good.
I'll tell you, though, they might have a couple of dudes at catcher. I really like Edgar Caro. We've talked a lot about him
and Kyle Teal.
As a switch hitter. And Edgar Caro, since the break, has an OPS over 800 with three homers, four doubles, 10 RBIs. Kyle Teal, since the break, his OPS is well over 800, almost 900, with four homers, four doubles, and 12 RBIs. And Kyle Teal is kind of a wild man on the field. Like, he is entertaining. He runs with abandon. He's screaming as he rounds the bases. He's an excitable boy. Warren Zevon is Kyle Teal. You got a couple of dudes there. So
I don't know if we want to call them dudes.
Yeah, you might have a couple of dudes there. There's a chance.
I think you might have a couple guys. I don't know if they've got a couple dudes.
They might. What if they're both dudes? What if they're both
dudes?
I think
they might just be guys. But they gotta be careful.
Just guys being dudes is one of the things.
Probably just a couple of guys.
I think guys aren't dudes, though, right? You always want a dude. Sometimes you get a guy.
Sometimes.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes dude looks like a lady, and that's fine. That's fine. Aerosmith, I don't think, was really up to speed.
But if you have a team full of guys, you're probably going to win a lot of games.
You only need a couple of dudes.
Probably win about 78 games.
And you, I mean, I don't know.
With a bunch of guys.
How many dudes are there on the Brewers?
You got to have it straight up dudes. Two dudes.
Mm-hmm. Who are those dudes on the Brewers?
Don't they have a dude that's starting for them every 5 days?
Yeah, they got a few dudes.
Yeah, so see what I mean?
They got a few dudes starting. In fact,
see what I mean?
Brandon Woodruff is back to being a dude. Cubs made him work hard last night. Quinn Priester has turned into a dude. Jacob Mizorowski is kind of a dude. Freddie Peralta is a dude. All right, so they got dudes in starting rotation. But that's okay. The White Sox starting rotation, it seems to be fine.
Any dudes in there?
Well, you had an opening day dude who's now down at the minors.
Correct. If you look at the Charlotte Knights, boy, they got some dudes in their rotation.
Is it good when your opening day starter ends up in the minors? How about when your all-star Rule 5 draft pick ends up in the minors? Don't freak out about that. I just want to say one thing about that. Don't worry about them if they go to the minors or if they let up on them. Like Sean Burke's been going on short starts and stuff. It's these are when you don't want to waste those guys' bullets. It's a meaningless season in August and September. Just like they've been smart about not using some bullets of dudes on the way up by giving them breaks for biomechanical breaks and stuff. Don't worry. If Shane Smith needs to get shut down or Sean Burke needs to get shut down, don't worry about it.
Well, sit down. Is kind of what happened to Sean Burke.
Well, you can shut him down once you've set him down.
Yeah, he needs to go to pitching school, apparently, from being the opening day starter to this. But that's fine. We've got a Bears hit.
Mm.
You want to know who it's with? Mark Grody.
Damn, I remember that guy.
Next on the Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.